from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here's the news, first, the headlines. President Prabowo to meet King Charles III. Erasmus High hold premier screening of the manual for the displaced. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto continued his visit to the United Kingdom after attending the G20 summit in Brazil. He and his entourage arrived at the Stansted Airport in London, England on Wednesday local time. They were welcomed by the representatives of the United Kingdom, Charles Anderson DL, Special Representative of the British Foreign Secretary, Adele Taylor MBE, British Ambassador to Indonesia, Jeremy CVO OBE, Indonesian Ambassador to England, Tesra Berjaya, and Defense Attaché of Indonesian Embassy in London, Colonel Faisal Ridluan. In a press release of Indonesian Presidential Palace during the visit, President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to hold a number of meetings, such as with the King Charles III, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and Deputy British Prime Minister Angela Rayner. Besides, President Prabowo is also scheduled to attend the CEO Roundtable Forum. The Dutch Cultural Center, Erasmus Huis, presented the premiere of the film Manual for the Displaced by Robin Block and Jeremy Floor, two artists of Indonesian-Dutch descent in Jakarta on Wednesday. The film tells the story about Indonesian-Dutch diaspora by exploring various themes and cross-cultural entanglements. Robin Block, in his statement, pointed out that this movie is the result of a cross-cultural collaboration involving many artists, including from Indonesia.
And also, for this film, we collaborated with many other artists, both Indonesian artists. One of them is here, is Dennis. There's one chapter, it's about Jakarta, so we're quite excited and a little bit malu as well to show it to actual Jakartans for the first time. So we hope you like it and appreciate it. And Dennis shot beautiful footage of his own city of Jakarta.
Moreover, this collaboration not only enriches the work visually, but also provides an authentic local perspective. According to Robin, the manual for the displaced is a cultural bridge between Indonesia and the Netherlands that aims at encouraging the younger generation to better understand the history of both countries. The Indonesian House in France, or La Maison de l'Indonésie, or LMDI, is promoting the archipelago's culinary through the Flavors of Indonesia that will be held to welcome winter in the country. As reported by Antara on Wednesday, the Flavors of Indonesia will be held as a part of the gastro diplomacy with the aim of introducing the flavors of Indonesia by promoting the nation's typical food and beverage products. The Flavors of Indonesia promotional event will be divided into several activities starting in December 2024. Some of these activities will include special tasting chocolate with will be held on December 6 under the 8, 2024. Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries recorded the total production of fishery products, including seaweed, from January to October 2024, as many as 18.26 million tons. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyutrengkono, in a working meeting with the Commission 4 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Wednesday, conveyed that the ministry recorded the amount of production divided into fisheries as much as 10.24 million tons, while seaweed production reached 8.02 million tons. In line with that, the non-tax state revenue from the marine and fisheries sector has increased compared to the previous year. Until October 2024, the revenue reached 1.76 trillion rupees, higher than the last year's revenue of 1.69 trillion rupees. Then the export value of fishery products until September 2024 was recorded at 4.23 billion US dollars, or increased 3.1% compared to the same period last year. The value put the fisheries trade balance in surplus up to 3.87 billion US dollars. According to Trengkono, these achievements can still be improved, considering that there is still time left in 2024. Saudi Minister of State of Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jubeh met Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Tajikistan Sharif Zoda Farukhomidin in Riyadh on Wednesday. As reported by ArabNews.com, during the meeting, they reviewed ways to enhance bilateral relations in various fields, as well as the most prominent international topics and development of common interests. Saudi Ambassador to Tajikistan Walid bin Abdulrahman Al-Rashidan and the Ambassador of Tajikistan to the Kingdom of Akram Karimi attended the meeting. A Florida man has been arrested and charged with plotting to set a bomb at the New York Stock Exchange. As reported by BBC.com, Harun Abdul Malik Yana is accused of attempting to use an explosive device to damage or destroy a building used in interstate commerce, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida. According to the FBI, he allegedly recorded himself saying, "I feel like Bin Laden," a reference to the former Al-Qaeda leader responsible for the 9/11 attacks on the federal officials, began investigating him in February after receiving a tip that he was keeping bomb-making supplies inside an unlocked storage unit. President of the Philippines Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Wednesday explained a woman spared execution in Indonesia on charges of drug trafficking in 2015 will return home after years of negotiations between Southeast Asian neighbors. As reported by CNA.com, Mary Jane Veloso, a domestic helper and a mother of two, was arrested in the city of Yogyakarta for carrying 2.6 kilograms of heroin concealed in a suitcase in 2010. Eventually, the goal is not just for her to be transferred, but for our president to issue clemency, Foreign Ministry official Eduardo Jose de Vega told a news conference in Manila. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Council General in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, explained the vision and mission of the new Indonesian government to 22 parliamentarians from the Johor State Council during a meeting at the Council General's office in Johor Bahru. Reported by Antara on Tuesday, Indonesian Council General in Johor Bahru, Sigit Widianto, said that the meeting aimed to provide information to members of the Johor State Council on the vision and mission of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka, and their relevance in the relation between Indonesia and Malaysia, especially Johor. In addition, the Indonesian Council General in Johor Bahru also provided online information to the Council members about efforts to protect Indonesian citizens. Council General Sigit also explained about the current government vision, namely moving forward together towards Golden Indonesia 2045 and Asta Cita, or 8 main missions. He also explained the compatibility between the Asta Cita and the Johor 2030 Forward Agenda Vision to the Johor State Council members who were present. According to Sigit, from the suitability, there are at least 4 areas of cooperation that can be encouraged by Indonesia and Johor. They are improving human quality, developing infrastructure, developing cultural relations, and tourism. Sigit also mentioned the close relationship between President Prabowo and the Sultan of Johor, who is currently the King of Malaysia, Yang di-Pertuan Agong Sultan Ibrahim. According to Sigit, the compatibility of vision and mission as well as the closeness of the relationship is a strong modality for the two countries, especially Johor Bahru, to increase mutual cooperation. During the meeting last Thursday, Sigit said that he also encouraged the Johor State Council members to maximize this Satria online service, a WhatsApp-based chatbot developed by the Indonesian Consulate General in Johor Bahru. By using the complaint feature on the platform, the council members can convey the problems of Indonesian citizens in their constituencies directly to the Consulate General in Johor Bahru for handling. Since its launch in April 2023, Sigit said, Satria had received 2,229 complaints, with the percentage of complaint resolution reaching 90%. We begin today in history for the World Tree Day. World Tree Day is celebrated every November 21st, aiming at raising awareness about the importance of reforestation and environmental conservation. World Tree Day was initiated by Julius Sterling Mortont, a nature lover from the United States. Mortont, in 1854, moved from Michigan to Nebraska, a newly formed region without trees. He realized the importance of trees to improve the quality of the environment in a region that was mostly barren. In 1872, through a Nebraska United States Council meeting, Mortont proposed setting aside a day to plant trees. The proposal was approved and trees were planted on November 21st. It was then agreed that the World Tree Day would be celebrated every November 21st. The first 3-day celebrations was held in Spain. Let's move it on to the next event about the World Television Day. World Television Day celebrated every November 21st. World Television Day is celebrated as a form of recognition that television has a major impact on decision making, as well as being an ambassador for the entertainment industry. Television is recognized as a symbol of communication and globalization that educates, informs, entertains, and influences public opinion. World Television Day was initiated in 1996 by the United Nations General Assembly. On November 21st and 22nd, 1996, UN held the first World Television Forum. We entered in history with the World Malio Day. Every November 21st is celebrated as World Malio Day. The declaration of World Malio Day was made by the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, along with a number of partners, on November 21st, 2020, in Bone Bolango Regency, Gorontalo Province. The state was chosen by conservationists because on November 21st, 2001, the first Malio hatchling was successfully released in Bogani Nani Martabone National Park. This is a Malio rescue program conducted by the Wildlife Conservation Society and Bogani Nani Martabone National Park. In the red list issued by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the bird, whose Latin name is Macrocephalon Malio, is threatened with extinction. Its population has experienced a significant decline in recent decades. Macrocephalon Malio is a native Sulawesi animal that has been protected by law.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Environment Ministry explained the focus of Indonesia to suppress emissions from peatland, including the peatland ecosystem management strategy through groundwater level monitoring. Secretary of the Environment Ministry's Director General of Pollution and Environmental Damage Control, C.H. Neti Widayati, in a discussion at the Pavilion Indonesia COP29 Azerbaijan on Tuesday, said that Indonesia's target for greenhouse gas emission reduction is 29% or 834 million CO2 equivalent by 2030, as written in the Nationally Determined Contribution NDC document. Besides, Indonesia also has 1.186 million tons CO2 equivalent, or about 41% reduction from the emission, if supported by the international community. According to Neti, an important component in the emission reduction strategy is sustainable peatland ecosystem management, where groundwater level monitoring plays a crucial role. By maintaining an optimal groundwater level, the peatland ecosystem oxidation, which releases carbon to the air, can be prevented. This process creates a fire-prone condition. Monitoring the groundwater level in peatland is a strategy to ensure that the ecosystem remains wet and prevent land fires that can release large amounts of emissions. Neti also said that peatland is a very important ecosystem, so it needs support by investment in innovative and solid solution approaches for assessing greenhouse gas emission and management for climate resilience. According to data from the Ministry of Environment and Forestry in 2017, the area of peatland ecosystem in Indonesia reached 24.667 million hectares and became the fourth largest peat ecosystem in the world after Canada, Russia, and the United States. From that ecosystem, the carbon reserves is in Indonesia's tropical peatland was 46 gigatons.
Seolah semuanya tak agar semua. cerita burukmu takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baikmu. Kalau suatu saat ku cerita burukmu takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baik.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cilacap Regency in Central Java has a traditional dance that captures heart. It is called the Tarian Jalung Mas or Jalung Mas Dance. Jalung Mas is an acronym derived from the words Jaipong and Calung Banyumas. It is believed to have been created around 1980s by several Cilacap artists who were conducting training to explore local traditional arts as a source for new dance creations. Jalung Mas dance was created to fulfill the aesthetic needs of the Lengger Banyumas dance, accompanied by the Calung Gamelan from Banyumas and Jaipong of the Sundanese culture. Jalung Mas dance portrays the life of traditional fishing communities. The graceful movement of the dancers reflect the beauty of the fishermen as they catch fish. The rhythm of the dancers' steps and the small bells on their costumes enhances the dancers' beauty. Jalung Mas dance also expresses the community gratitude for the abundance of the sea's harvest. During the performance, the dancers wear brightly colored traditional clothing, adorned with sequins and golden beads, along with small bells hanging from their costumes. Jalung Mas dance is accompanied by gamelan music. The gamelan used is the Calung Gamelan, which is part of the dance characteristic. The prominent instrument heard are the saron, drum, and trumpet with their distinctive high pitch tones.
Cintaku, ku mau tetapkan. yang selalu ku takutkan, beribu cara kan ku tempuh. Oh cintaku, ku mau tetapkanmu yang jadi kekasihku. Jangan pernah berubah, selamanya kan ku jaga dirimu seperti
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Miscellany presents exciting news from Indonesia's tourism sector. Recently, several Indonesian tourism villages received awards from the United Nations World Tourism Organization. Jatiluwih Tourism Village in Bali and Wukisari Tourism Village in Yogyakarta were recognized as part of the Best Tourism Village by UM Tourism 2024. The awards were presented during the fourth edition of the event held in Colombia, United States on November 15, 2024. These two villages were selected from around 260 candidates representing more than 60 member countries of UN Tourism. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana expressed her appreciation in Jakarta last Saturday on November 16. She applauded UN Tourism's recognition of the two villages, which have joined the ranks of the 50 best tourism villages by UN Tourism 2024. The development of tourism villages has been the Ministry of Tourism's flagship program in recent years. This initiative is in line with the village's development vision outlined in the Red and White Cabinet priorities. The minister hopes this achievement will inspire other tourism villages across Indonesia to continue optimizing their natural wealth, cultural heritage, and community empowerment to create a more inclusive and sustainable tourism sector. Listener, the Best Tourism Villages program is held to identify model villages that successfully develop tourism while empowering local communities and preserving cultural traditions and heritage. As of 2024, a total of 245 villages have joined the Best Tourism Villages network, aspiring to be part of the world's largest global tourism village network. The success of Nglanggeran Tourism Village in 2021, Panglipuran Tourism Village in 2023, and now Jatiluwih and Wukisari Tourism Villages in 2024 highlights the international recognition of Indonesia's outstanding tourism villages. listener, that's today's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI digital mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents Indonesian old song from Club Project. Club Project was formed by Katon Bagaskara on the vocal, bass, and guitar, Lilo Romulo Rajadin on the guitar and the vocal, Adi Adrian on the keyboard, piano, and synthesizer, and Ari Burhani on the drum on October 23, 1986. The name Kla derives from the initial of the band's personnel. They released the debut album in 1989, and this album was got nomination on BASF Awards 1990 for Pop Rock category. One of the hits in the album is entitled Tentang Kita, or About Us. The song, composed by the vocalist Katon Bagaskara, tells about a pretty romantic memory with sadness, because every person has memory in his life. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Club Project entitled Tentang Kita, or About Us. Happy listening.
Sekutah asa yang sempat ku titipkan di dalam
Voice of Indonesia.
Berlabuh yang aman.
apa yang mau membuat yang berat terlihat ringan dengan indah. Aku si paling mahir terlihat baik-baik saja. Bila tak ada yang jadi ringan, aku membuat keputusan. Ingin aku berganti peranan, tapi kalau bukan aku, siapa yang bisa membuat yang sulit terlihat mudah? Kalau bukan aku, siapa yang mau membuat yang berat terlihat ringan dengan indah? Aku si paling mahir terlihat
of Indonesia.
Yang been searching for a trail to follow again. Take me back to the night we met. Then that I can't tell myself what the hell I'm supposed to do. And that I can't tell myself not to ride along with you. I had all and then most of you, some and now none of you. Take me back.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.